last year, 2 weeks ago, we had seen one half of a pair of se'ifim. Now let's remember where we're at, and then see the other half, and then hopefully move on to a second topic as well. Se'ifim Gimel and Dalet together presented two mutter alternatives to the following Easter. I cannot say to a nachri, please conduct business on my behalf. I cannot say kenei b'shvili b'shabbos. That's not mutter. I cannot ask a nachri to buy and sell on my behalf. That is amir la'akam for an Issa d'Rabbanan, which Tosus points out there are many sources in Chazal that amir la'akam on an Issa d'Rabbanan is a problem. That, as a matter of fact, is a Tosus. Thank you very much. That's a Tosus on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Yer Haskel Ein. We'll be coming back to that Mishnah soon. But Tosus points out there are many places. Kuf Chaf Aleph in the Mishnah talks about not telling the Nachri to put the fire out when there's a house on fire, even though putting out a house on fire is probably an Issa d'Rabbanan, even for Yisrael. Then you have even more directly the Mishnah Kuf Nun Amid Aleph, but not, which we saw, not asking a Nachri to hire workers. As well as the Sigyon Erevin, which we had also seen, some of those scenarios are scenarios where it's only a question of Issa d'Rabbanan, and still, absent valid cause, one cannot ask a Nachri to even perform a Shavuos, something which for me would be a Shavuos, and normally I cannot ask a Nachri to do. So to ask a Nachri to buy and sell my behalf is Aser. Kenei b'shvili b'shavas. That's the problem. And there are two se'ifim in a row that present two mutter alternatives, two tweaks I can make to that forbidden request, kenei b'shvili b'shavas. Last time, we focused on se'if dalad. The se'if dalad we cut the b'shavas part. I asked the Nachri to buy and sell on my behalf, but I don't specify the time. So that, as we saw, was an example of an idea that Chazal have elsewhere, kufa beis and beis, of adaita d'nafsha. Siv dalad is where the timing is adaita d'nafsha. I ask an Nachri to act on my behalf, but he has the real, genuine option to perform that activity when it's not Shabbos. And if it's adaita d'nafsha, it's his preference to perform on Shabbos, so that's mutter. Kenei b'shvili, he could do on Shabbos or b'chol, so that's mutter. Siv Gimel, that was our focus last time. Now we turn back to Siv Gimel. The other mutter alternative to Kenei B'Shvili B'Shabbos is where it's not B'Shvili. Not that I cut out the B'Shabbos part, but I cut out the B'Shvili. That's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Here's Siv Gimel, Shin Zayin Siv Gimel, Asur Litein Le'enu Yehudi Mos, Me'erev Shabbos Haknos Lo B'Shabbos. I can't give the Nachri, even if I hand in the money in advance, and I'm given instructions in advance, b'chol, Amir l'Nachri is asur even b'chol, I cannot give him money to shop for me on Shabbos. Aval, y'chol omar lo, y'chol omar lo, k'nei l'atzmecha, v'metztarech ekne b'chol achar Shabbos. I could say, while you go shopping, I may or may not need this item. It'll be yours. It'll be yours. Your shopping will be yours. And I may decide after Shabbos I want to buy it from you, or I may decide after Shabbos I don't want to buy it from you, or you may have sold it to you may have found a better offer by the time Shabbos is over. So that's mutter because that's not b'shvili. Obviously, I'm interested.
Does a non-Jew have a choice in on selling it to him, or?
Yeah.
It's almost like once he does.
Okay. Yeah, no. I think it has to be. That's something we saw last week also in the context of B'Shabbos was not B'Shabbos. We see Mr. Brewer is very... many different parameters are all boiled down to it needs to be authentic. Because if it's not authentic, that I did not say, I didn't specify Shabbos. I didn't specify I'm doing Shabbos, but the stores are only open on Shabbos. I didn't specify I'm doing Shabbos, but the only time... But I told him I needed a Motzari Shabbos, and so on and so forth. So that's not... That's not mutter because that's not genuine. So it does need to be, these dinim can be abused. It's mutter when it's a mutter when it's genuine. The Be'er Halacha pointed out Berlacha pointed out that the Isser of making the Nachar my agent to buy on my behalf on Shabbos, that's also even if I don't give him the cash. That's what Mishnah Berlacha pointed out, the first Berlacha in Sif Gimel. But if he's doing it for himself, so that's mutter. So there's a very fascinating background. It takes us to a very famous Tosus. And then I want to see also how it plays out later on. The Tosfos and Daf Gimel references what's more officially our sugya, which is Daf Yud Tes. If you have a Gemara or you have copies. The Gemara Yud Tes talks about, can I give a Nachri a letter? I'm going to give an Achri a letter to deliver, so it's going to depend how I set it up. So Tosfos on Daf Gimel, it's the one of the Lamdash Prakim. You learn Masechta Shabbos, so usually the Masechta, the some of the Prakim about Hotzah are the Noshim Nezikin style Prakim, specifically the first Prakim and the 11th Prakim. Both the Lamdash of the Malach of Hotzah has more of a Noshim Nezikin feel. And then the Gemara tends to pick up other larger issues that are also sort of national Egyptian style thinking. So it actually takes us back to the very first Mishnah. The first Mishnah, the Masechta, I haven't really been focused on the Melach of Otzah. The first Mishnah, the Masechta, talks about the Melach of Carrying. The Melach of Carrying involves two or three elements. I need to, if I'm transferring an item, let's say from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or vice versa, so it has to be that it was initially at rest. Let's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, I pick up and move it, and by the time I'm done, it's at rest in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, or vice versa. The needs to have been in Akira, I plucked it out of a position of rest in Rosh Hashanah number one, and I lay it to rest, I crossed it, I bring it over the boundary into zone number two, and then I put it to rest, do a hanacha in the second zone. So that's Hotzah me Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says in that phase, that if I do all those components, so then I have violated the Malacha device of Hotzah, and Chayav Chatas, Chayav Karis, Chayav Chatas, Rechon Tzlan. If you did all the components, you're Chayav Chatas. If we share it, if you do half and I do half, so Shnem Shoa Sa'uhu, neither one of us is going to be Chayav Chatas, both of us are Patra. Patra Avalasa. So that's what the Mishnah describes. If I pick something, I'm standing outside, I'm the Ani, I pick something up outside and I put it into your hand, you're standing inside, you're the Ashtar Balabai standing inside, you just have your hand passively at rest, and I pick something up over here and put it down into your hand, you know, the Rosh Hashanah, so that's, I did it all. You weren't really a player, your hand was just a landing pad, or vice versa. I take something out of your hand, you didn't hand it to me, your hand was just passively there, I plucked it out. So I did the Akira, I did the Hanacha, I did everything. But if I picked it up and you took it out of my hand, or vice versa, so then one did an Akira, the other did Hanacha, if we both participated, so neither one is Chayav. So the Gemara makes a comment, the very, very top of Daf Gimel, very, very, the opening words of Daf Gimel with Aleph, in the situation where I took something out of your hand, right? You're holding, I want, I'm hungry, I'm standing on the street, I'm thirsty, I want a drink, and you're standing inside, the front window of your house is open, and you're just standing there casually inside your house with a drink on your outstretched palm. And I reach into the window, take the drink from your palm, and bring it out. So I did an Akira off of your palm, in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, I put it down, Shasar Abim, I'm Chayiv, and what's your status? The Gemara says, Bava Dereisha Pater Umutter. That you are, not only you Pater, you didn't do anything wrong, you said Mutter, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. So Tosis says, well, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't listen to either. I was thirsty. I'm outside. I want to carry a drink outside. And you offer me a drink. You offer me an item that I was able to carry outside. You enabled. you enabled my Yisodaraisa. The Tosis gets involved in not our focus right now, but the Tosis gets involved in a fascinating discussion about Lifnei Iver. What are the bounds of Lifnei Iver? What are the bounds of Lifnei Iver? I mean, I could have done it without you. I could have just reached into your house. So maybe it's not Lifnei Iver Raisa, but it's Lifnei Iver Drabanan. This is the example I was saying. These prakim lend themselves to a lot of sort of Nashim Zikim thinking. Then Tosis, as you see, the top Tosis, in the narrow lines, quotes our Gemara. Daf Yutas Amaral. Tosis says, well, Vishili Pirkin. Tosis says, I feel in my benachri. Well, Shaykh Lifnei Iver. But there's an Isser Drabanan. Hanosim is Zonos on Nachri Bechatzah. Tosis points to the very top of Yutas Amaral. I can give food to a nachri in the Shusha Yachid, Natal of Yatza in its Kakama. I give the food to the nachri, it's all within the Erev, all within the Shusha Yachid, that's fine. The Dafka Kishnachri Bechatz, it's only because he's here with me. But im omeid bachutu poshet ato lefne, mashma dasulitin lehadya, amnas lahotzi. Wow. The Tos says, wow, it sounds like maybe I can't enable the nachri to encourage him to carry. Now that's our issue. I'm asking Nachri to carry for himself. The Nachri is doing malacha for himself. So is that mutter? Is that usher? That's a nafshe. Well, that's a nafshe. But what the Shulchan Aruch was telling us, what Tosis is grappling with, that's a nafshe with his mice, and not just hana'ah afterwards. His mice. I'm going to tell the Nachri, go ahead and do it. The Tosis says, yes, Tosa says, it's mutter if it's his item. If it's not my item and it's not my benefit, then it's mutter. That Tosa on Daf Gimel, in the midst of a Lifnei Iver Sugya, the Medayik in our Gemara, the top of your Testament Aleph, about giving the seed of the Nachri in the Chatzer, so that sets us up what's going on here. That it's going to be mutter to have a Nachri do malacha for his good, even though he understands that I may or may not want to buy from him later. That's what's going on in Sif Gimel, but the other half of the story turns to Sif Yotes. And this is where Tosis brings it all together. Excuse me, turn to Sif Chafal. Excuse me, turn to Sif Chafal. Also, Lomar Le'enu Yehudi, as I mentioned last time, and so the discussion over the course of Siman Shin Zion, the discussion which is about Isuri Amira B'Shabbos in general, Amira La'akra in particular, which is our topic, so that comes up in the beginning, and then it comes up, there's a chunk at the beginning, Beis Tehei, and a chunk at the end, you test the Chavei just because of the way the Beis Yosef is laid out. That those parts of Amir al-Nachri that don't have a foothold in the tour, only in the Beis Yosef, they appear at the end of the Siman. So this Sif Chaf Aleph is Mashlim, the story in Sif Gimel. Again, the question of, hand the Nachri do malacha for himself. So the Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel said, yeah, that's one solution. I cannot have the Nachri act as my agent, but I can tell him that he can act on his own, and I may want to buy from him later if he still has it sell, if he hasn't sold someone else, if I'm still interested. But the Shulchan Aruch says, because then he's Oseh Bishvil Atzmo. Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Chaf Aleph, Asher Lomar Le'en Yehudi B'Shabbos, Heilach Basar Zeh U'Bashel Otzor L'Tzor Kecha. Huh. All of a sudden, I cannot tell the Nachri, here's some meat, here's my meat, feel free to make it for yourself. What's wrong with that? And that sounds like that's I'm instructing the Nachri to act on his own behalf. Let's say you have a... what would be an example? So let's say I have domestic help in the house. Or I'm a caterer. And after the job is done, I have some employees who are not Jewish, and there's extra food. And they look in the fridge, look in the fridge and say, hey, here's a steak, and you know, it's extra. Assuming that that it doesn't belong to anyone else. It's the caterer's own stock. He said, you know what? We didn't eat it. It's mine. Knock yourself out. You want to have a good meal? You guys worked hard. Enjoy. You want to turn on the fire and make some food for yourself? Go ahead. Right. So you would say, what could be wrong? I'm telling the Nachri, feel free to do malacha for yourself. It's not for me. And that's what we said in Sif Gimel, that's fine. Kene b'shabbos is not b'shvili, so what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? The reason why, at first glance, it looks as though Sif Chaf Aleph is at odds with Sif Gimel, but the answer really is a tosis that we just saw.
One's Erev Shabbos, one's Shabbos.
Not just that.
One's his and one's his.
Yeah, Basar Zeh. The question is, whose item is it? To tell the Nachri, do you do Malacha with your item for yourself? That's fine. To tell the Nachri, do Malacha with my item for yourself, that is problematic. That's why you see the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Right? Shulchan Aruch says, it's also to say, Basar Zeh. I feel him as an Osef Alav. Even if I'm not feeding him, it's not on me. If it's on me, so that's mommy, she's doing it ultimately for me. But I have these, I have the waiters who are working for me. I don't owe them a meal, I already fed them. And they found some extra meat. They say, knock yourself out. It's not my chiyuv. It's not at all bishvili. That's still Osef because it's Basar Zeh, because it's my meat. You take a look.
Maybe that's why it's also okay in Sif Gimel to tell him that he can go and buy on Shabbos, and then you might buy from him because he's using his own money in the first instance.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, the post can point out, I could even lend him money. I think that's a Shulchan Harav. I could even lend the Nachri money before Shabbos to buy, because once I lend him money, it's his. That's milvah l'hol tzadin. Once I lend the money, he owes me the money. The cash itself is no longer mine. L'haka l'achmer, a loan becomes property of the borrower. But the issue here is that I'm asking him to perform a malacha with my items. So the Mishnah Berurah, fascinating Mishnah Berurah, a little abstract. The Mishnah Berurah on Sif Chaf Aleph. Sif Katan Ayin Dalid speaks to your point, Avi. If this is, it doesn't matter Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. I can't even have this conversation on the Erev Shabbos. I cannot even say to the non-Jewish waiter, by the way, if there's leftover meat, when we're done with the job, feel free to make yourself a barbecue on Shabbos afternoon. I cannot even say to Nachri on Erev Shabbos, he should do malacha, he should feel free to do malacha for himself on Shabbos if the item is mine. Why? So the ultimately it comes back to the tosis. That tosis that said, if it's his item, so then it's mutter to set him up to do malacha for himself. And then Mishnah Berurah says, but otherwise, the Sifkat 9 Gimel, he says, look, also davar sha'omer le'eni hu lasos b'shvil atzmo, hu eni ochol b'atzmo lasos. It's true that he's acting on his own behalf. The Nachri is doing Bishvil Atzmo, but I couldn't do Bishvil Atzmo. If I want to provide the Nachri with a treat, say, I'll grill a piece of meat for you, I can't do that on Shabbos. So the rule usually is, the Rambam had formulated, if I cannot do it on Shabbos, then I cannot instruct the Nachri to do it on Shabbos. So I'm not allowed to cook on behalf of the Nachri on Shabbos, so I cannot instruct the Nachri to cook on behalf of the Nachri on Shabbos. It's Bechlal Amir Lein Yehudi Yisrael. It sounds a little funny. It says, Asra Afa Bisha Eno Mis Hana Yisrael Klavim Lachazim. Even though I derive no benefit, I'm telling the Nachri, cook for yourself. Still, Afa Pichain, he says, but, he says, however, what the Ramah is saying, and what we saw in Sif Gimel, is if I'm telling the Nachri to do it for his benefit and it's his item, then it has no connection to me. Kach Basar Shalcha, Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, why don't you take your meat and cook for yourself? Pagavna. So then it is true that I would not be allowed on Shabbos to take the Nachri's meat and cook it for Nachri. Okay, that's true. But this bears no connection to me. And Yehudi also the motivation, the benefit is not mine, the item is not mine. So then it's not connected to me whatsoever. Now, you might be thinking, this sounds all very abstract, and why would you ever even want it? Who What's the scenario? Which Jew goes around telling an achri, why don't you do malacha for yourself with your own items? So the Shmir Shabbos Kalchasa, it's kedai if you have time afterwards to see inside. Shmir Shabbos should have made a copy of this. Shmir Shabbos Kalchasa has two very, very sharp seifim. Seifim Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet. Perek Lamed in Shmir Shabbos Kalchasa in the first volume is the halachas armil and achrim, lechas nachrim. So seifim Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet. So he points that this does come up. Dein lahakol, dein lahachmir. So on the one hand, on the other hand, let's talk about some cases that are mutter. Because at first, what's a meaningful scenario would be mutter? Let's talk about some cases which are asr. So he says, on the one hand, in Sif Lam Gimel, Perek Lam Sif Lam Gimel, he says there will be cases where this hetter comes into play. Let's say you have domestic help, a nachris, domestic help in the house. So I am allowed to tell her, I know that she has some work she needs to do for herself. She has some clothing that needs fixing. And I have some clothing that needs fixing. She has some clothing that needs ironing, and I have some clothing that needs ironing. I'm not allowed to have her iron for me on Shabbos. What I could do, though, is tell her, why don't you fix your stuff now? My intent is I want her to be free after Avdallah to take care of the malacha I need to do for me. So I'm allowed to tell her, why don't you take, I know you have an hour of chores you need to do for yourself, would you please do them now?
It's not achana l'chol or
anything? If I'm going to express why, that maybe achana l'chol. If I just say, why don't you fix your socks now, why don't you...
But why is she not violating this?
That's not, because I'm having
to use my laundry machine.
Yeah, so the post can assume that's only... Only if the
Cheftza is actually usable, yeah. Not if
yes. Yeah, so they talk about supposed to talk about let's say to tell the Nachri, you know, you have food, and I can tell the Nachri, feel free to grill your meat. You can use my matches.
You can use my oven, but you can't use my steak.
Exactly.
But you have to be explicit. The Cheftza Shalom domestic worker that they can't like their food on.
Now again. Just to be clear, there's a whole separate issue which we're not getting involved in here, which is kashrus. both in terms of standards you want to have in place, and this is a potential minefield. Having a nachris live in the house, the amir la'akam problems are significant, but they pale compared to both the bishul akam issues and the outright kashrus issues.
No, but some people are dafka. This is a preference. In other words, you say, don't bring any outside food into the house, but everything you find in the house, you could use.
Which from a kosher perspective is great,
but you have this
if
problem.
That's the situation, then I cannot instruct, I can allow her to cook on Shabbos with my food, but I can't, that's fine. I can't do an amira. And he points out one more situation.
You can't even make the arrangement in advance.
Well, she can know that she's allowed to. I just can't instruct her.
But
to.
if she asked you, like, can I have this piece of? Then you can't.
Whatever.
Then, if she says, can I? If she asks for anything, you can't respond. Then, like,
no, whatever you want.
You need permission. You can't give
permission. Can you get permission?
I can't give instructions. I can allow her to.
Why would it be any different to the case of the if they found the steak and they ask you, can I make the steak? And so she says,
she is allowed to make the steak. I can't tell her to make the steak.
You can't.
It's an Isser Amira. If she decides she wants, if she knows that she has any food she finds is fair game.
So she can just cook it.
It's a thing.
Okay.
He also points out a more serious scenario. Thank you very much. More serious scenario. We'll see if we get at least begin tonight. Take the discussion if you test. About what you can or cannot say to a Nachri when there's a fire in a Jew's house. But he points out, but let's say there's a fire in the non-Jew's house. So then I can tell him, if there's a fire in a Jew's house, then Mishnah says, I'm very limited in terms of what I can't say, unless there's obviously in a situation where there's no pikuch nefesh. But if there's fire in the non-Jew's house, I can be very explicit. I can be very explicit. Go put out the fire. Go call the fire department. Because that's melechas nachri bishvil hanachri. Even though I will be impacted as well, because if the fire spreads and they spread to my house, I care about my neighbor and I care about myself. But the fact that it's relevant for the neighbor directly, so that's melachas nachri b'shvil hanachri with the chafsa shel hanachri. So that these cases are all mutter. Tali nachri to cook his or her own food, or have the nachri do his work so that he'll be free for later. But to tell the, let's say, to give the nachri the keys to the car and say, you know, feel free to go to the beach with my car, that's a problem. To tell the nachri that you're off the next couple of hours, feel free to drive to the beach with your car, okay, say it. That's tali nachri. It's an instructive nachri. You look really tired. You look really tired, and you look like you need a break. Why don't you go with your car, drive somewhere, relax? Mutter. Drive with my car.
Why isn't that similar to the laundry machine or whatever it was that the Shmir Shabbos said you could do? In other words, you're not actually the chefza of the Yisra. The chefza, the malacha, is not being the sachel, I guess.
The car.
I don't know how you distinguish between
the two. Well, the laundry machine, the malacha is malabin. You're laundering.
Right.
Using your machine to, they're using your machine to affect the laundering. Sorry?
The car itself
is coal, and there are a number of, or, I mean, there are a number of possibilities there.
The car is itself.
But the car is the chafsa shel malacha.
The steak is not the chafsa shel
sir. It's the steak of the oven. It's the steak.
The Shmir Shabbos quotes there are two pieces in play. One is that Bishol there is a chafsa shel malacha,
but the iser is the cooking.
I understand the iser is cooking the food, whereas here where the iser driving a car is, well, the iser driving a car is burning the gas.
She has to turn on the grill to grill the steak. That's havar.
I mean, we're getting too mired in
the. And then the other point is, he makes the point. Shmir Shabbos makes the point that the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Harav, says it's fine for the Nachri to use the Jewish kalim as long as you don't specify that. So I can say
you can use making
cook your steak, make yourself a steak. You have a whole all your steaks in the freezer. You look hungry. Make yourself a steak. I can't say he says. The way he quotes in the Shulchan Aruch, I cannot say, why don't you make a steak on my grill? You can say, make a steak. Now again, so make a steak on my grill.
Beach.
My grill is off is going to be a pretty serious.
Yeah. Go to the beach. If she has no other car other than yours, she's going to take your car.
It sounds from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like when you're telling a Nachri, Halach, to do this, so you're talking about a direction. So how often are you going to be giving a direction to a nachri to do this type of malacha? And then the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's not mizanot sevelai, right? That's the Mishnah Berurah says that. No,
the Gemara says that.
The Mechaber says it. So it sounds like it's really a case where it's not mizanot sevelai. In other words, you don't have a financial obligation,
right?
But it's basically that kind of sugya, right? Where
we have a relationship. Obviously, if I'm a caterer and I have employees,
right,
my employees will definitely, I'm definitely creating a lot of goodwill. I'm building a relationship by saying,
you guys
work really hard, you know, help yourself to.
Right.
The reason for the issue is because it looks like he's doing it for the Yisrael. Is that what?
I'm not even sure that it looks like he's doing it for Yisrael, or
it's the Amira.
Yeah, I'm doing Amira. I'm instructing Nachri to do a malacha, which I cannot do on Shabbos, and I do have a connection to the case. Usually the connection is that he's doing it for me, but the other connection could be he's doing it for himself, but he's doing it with my chafetz. Now again, because the significance of whose chafetz it is that it creates my connection to the context. So that may be why it sort of helps us to understand the Shulchan Aruch Harav's idea that if you didn't specify my kalim, it's okay. I said just, make your meat for yourself. But once I specify what I do or don't specify matters here a lot, because that's the only thing that's gonna build my connection. But also the post-Poskim, the classical Poskim talk about, and this sort of takes us back to the context of where this all started in Daf Yutet, top of Daf Yutet, to give a Nachri Chametz, Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos. So nowadays we have all sorts of smoother solutions. And when we have much easier access to grape juice matzah, and making matzah that's mutzah tea in Erev Pesach is something that for Ramo is very difficult to do. For us it's a lot easier. We also have indoor plumbing. So we have a very easy way we can flush away the chametz. But once upon a time, if you're going to eat chametz the morning of Erev Pesach, the morning of Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so let's say you like a good Jewish host, you overestimate the amount of food you need, and lamaisa, you can't put the leftovers away. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do with it? So that's the post point that I cannot give it to the Nachri and say, take this home, enjoy. Even though I'm not interested in the chametz anymore, it is absolutely letzarko. I'm giving it to the Nachri, and he's going to eat it. I'm going to have no benefit from whatsoever. It's going to be asur b'hanah soon. So even though it's letzarko, but it starts out initially as my chametz, and I'm asking him to take it out of my house. So if I say, eat it here, today, or if I give it to him before Shabbos, that's also great. But if I want him to carry it out of my house on Shabbos, even though it's for his benefit, but it's my chayfetz.
I assume this is like a chutz or shem mereves or someplace he can't be carrying. I mean, he's not carrying it into like a space that's, there's no problem with it, so.
Really, it's a hotel issue, just to be clear.
This is a hotel issue.
No, let's say if we lived in an apartment, right, if we lived in it, that should be clear. Right, if there's a city with an Erev, and I say you take it to your house, it's okay.
Right.
But if it's thank you for pointing out.
It's not a Chametz issue, it's a shop.
Correct, it's a hotel issue. Thank you for clarifying. I'm sorry?
But
initially it starts that's why the Mishnah Berurah had been specific in Sifkan Ayin Gimel said it was never the Jews. Now again, the fact that it's yours 2 weeks ago probably doesn't matter, but at the beginning of this episode it's mine. So even though I'm gladly being off-gurit, I'm glad that he's taking ownership of it, but Lamasa is my connection. To the chametz is significant within the context of this episode. So again,
not the exact case of Tosus.
Right. And the case of Tosus and Daf Gimel are connected to the Gemara and Daf Yudas. If it's your chametz, that's one. If it's your food, it's one thing. But if it's my food that you're carrying out for your sake, even though the aim is not Savalav, and therefore it's totally a Tavascha, but it's my stuff. And all the more so we're here, the chametz case is even more of an edge because it was Tova Sob, it's very much the Tova Si, because he's helped me to avoid the Easter. So this wraps up. Again, we had opened last week with Kenei B'Shvili B'Shabbos is Aser, but there are two ways out. Sif Dalet last week was kind of the Shabbos piece, and today we looked at Sif Gimel and Sif Chaf Aleph, kind of the B'Shvili piece. And we saw how Havei Nachri Du Malacha for his behalf is sometimes mutter, sometimes aser. That's what Tosus on the point of base in Davi test. Depends whether it's my chayfetz or not. So that the bronze is the definition of doing my malacha, doing on my behalf, for my sake, for my benefit, or just acting, operating on my items. The next topic. Let me just sketch out what our next two topics are, but then we'll jump in properly next time. The next two topics are Seifim, not surprisingly, Seifim Yutes and Seifim Yutes and Chaf. This comes to Maramakomos. Maramakomos for Seif Yutes appeared when I gave it last week, and I have here, maybe we should hold off until next week, I have here a Maramakomos for Seif Chaf as well. Seif wasn't sure how much we would cover. So Sif Yutes begins to look at it sort of comes back to scenarios of Amira La'akum L'Tzorech. And here in Sifri Tes, this is a big issue, to what extent we match Amira La'akum in order to avoid loss. There's a leak in the house, there's some things about to come apart, there's some issues. If we wait until after Shabbos, the air conditioner will have totally frozen over and it's going to be a major job. We just turn it off now. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Amir la'akum can then ask the Nachri to what extent and how can I ask the Nachri to act on my behalf in order to avoid loss. That's both going to speak to the issue of Tzorech and it's also going to speak to the issue of Remez. Because that's Sugyan Kuf Chafala. I can't tell him put out the fire, but I could say you might not lose. You won't lose if you put out the fire. And then Sivchav already sort of bridges us to the other half of Melechas Nachum. We've been talking up until now about Amir La'akum, the Isser of Amira. The other half is the Isser of Hanav from Melechas Akum, whether I asked him to or not. So Sivchav already begins to bridge and specifically, let's say I violate Amir La'akum. So that's an Isser, I have to do a tshuva. Now what? Is it ever mutter to... I did not there, but that there is done. Am I allowed to enjoy it after Shabbos? Am I not allowed to enjoy it after Shabbos? At what point am I allowed to enjoy it? That's actually a rich... That bridges us from Shin Zayin to Shin Chafei. You see, that's a rich machlokas rishonim. Yashkaya chavim.